This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So good to me. Monday morning. It was all I hoped it would be. All Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
All right, great to get our friend Genevieve Wood on, the senior advisor there at the Heritage Foundation this morning. Genevieve, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
You know, I was looking at what the headlines were yesterday in the news, and of course there's lots going on. The House budget deal has kind of fallen in the headlines a little bit. They're still talking about the tariffs. One of the chief headlines yesterday was whether or not we should reopen Alcatraz. And I'm thinking to myself as I looked at this, Donald Trump is absolutely playing chess while the rest of them are on a checkers board somewhere, because they can't react fast enough to everything he brings up, and they get completely distracted by what's important.
Totally true. I mean, I'll be honest, I'm going to be very honest. I don't know if you've read it, Mark. I did not read Art of the Deal, but everyone who has tells me all this is in there. The idea that you just kind of keep doing things and keep taking people's eye off the ball to do this and do that and just throw a bunch of things at people really distracts them when you're trying to make a deal with the other side. And I think that's what he's doing, frankly, with the left. He just got constantly putting ideas out there. He's not going to act on all of them. Oh, we're going to tariff Hollywood. Nobody knows for sure how that's going to work out. But he knows if I just say something like that, I put something out on Truth Social, the left just runs for it. And it's just like, you know, the dog's chasing a car, basically. I think it's a strategy that seems to be working on a lot of areas. But we'll see how much if he can keep it up for another 3 years.
I saw somebody, I've seen some of the best memes have come out of this, but the writer for the Daily Signal who did this story on Alcatraz, Jarrett Stepman, put out a tweet that's got that he ought to mount a version of Lady Liberty on top of the prison on the island, just so people can see it as a symbol of truth and justice and peace. And somebody else put out one where there was a gold Trump tower coming up out of the middle of it. Anything to get under the skin of the left.
But also to draw a point to a larger question, a lot of Americans rightly believe we do have a law and order problem in this country. I mean, they've seen it over the last, you know, illegal immigration is a big part of that. But these, you know, police stepping back and let other people taking over the cities, they see what's happening on college campuses, what's happening at the University of Washington just yesterday or the day before, with the students literally just taking over and pushing the police out. And people look at this stuff and they're like, that's not the kind of city I want to live in or the kind of country I want to live in. So it's also picking or going to issues that he knows the American people care about. And so when they, you know, bring up a story like this, it points to the bigger picture that I think underlies really why he's doing it and also driving the left crazy.
There was another interesting article on the Daily Signal that was talking about homelessness and how the asylum seekers are the ones primarily responsible in this large spike that we saw, primarily between 2022 and 2024, some 43% rise, I guess, in what's being described as sheltered homelessness, some people staying in some sort of emergency shelter, because we've all seen those videos that are pretty jarring of people who look just strung out, I mean, homeless people, you know, in different cities across our country.
No, that's absolutely right. And you've also seen a lot of reports in the news about certain cities, New York, Chicago, Denver, and others, which are all what they call sanctuary cities, having huge spikes in this problem in the past 2 years. And I mean, New York, you saw pictures all the time of these folks on the streets, taking over the hotels, taking over, you know, places that would be used. Like in Chicago, there was a lot of complaints from residents saying, hey, that was our community center. And all of a sudden, you've got these illegal immigrants living there.
Yeah.
And it's because these cities have policies that said, come on and bring them here.
I mean,
you're absolutely right. Huge spike in it.
Weren't they staying at the airport and in some communities? I don't know if it was Chicago, but some of these illegals were being housed in high schools. Like the students were being told they could.
Centers,
yeah,
that's right. Community centers and things that would be attached to schools. Yeah, they were literally places that were not just like, oh, this is something we haven't been using for a long time. They were actually pushing residents out to make room for them. We saw the same thing happening in other states with, in some cases, veterans who had who needed help being pushed out of hotels to make room for, quote-unquote, asylum seekers, which, by the way, is anybody who was here as an illegal immigrant, okay? So it's not just people who were seeking asylum the way you might think of it. It was anybody who came across the border illegally could be in one of these places.
And I'm just shocked you two did not use the politically correct term unhoused. They're unhoused.
That's
come
true.
On.
I'm sorry.
What are they supposed to do?
Forgive me.
I'm just kidding.
And we saw the spike in crime in all of these cities.
Yeah. Yep.
It was a huge problem. And again, that goes back to, I think, people see how these policies play out. And that's one of the main reasons Donald Trump was elected back in November.
I got to read the first line of the story here by Tyler O'Neill in the Daily Signal today. This is one that just came down late yesterday. A school board in Colorado cannot remove sexually explicit, profane, and transgender books from school libraries because the board is conservative, according to a federal judge touted as the first openly lesbian judge west of the Mississippi. So in other words, she's told this school board, because they have a conservative bent on the board, it's discrimination for them to impose their views and stop these books. That's crazy.
It's complete insanity. I mean, this is like, you know, parents elect people that, well, the community does, but a lot of parents get involved in who sits on a school board because they want schools run a certain way.
Yes.
And my guess is a lot of parents don't want these books in their child's library, and that is their absolute right to say, not this judge. But, you know, judges are out of control all over the place right now, so it's, in some ways it's not surprising. But, I mean, Colorado's got a lot of crazy going on. Their legislature is it all seems to be in what, not all, but a lot of it is in the direction of literally going after parents and saying, if you don't do this, we will take your child. We're going to tell you how you're going to raise your child. We're going to tell you how we're going to educate them in their schools. I mean, their parental rights are really under attack in Colorado.
Well, and the judge refused to review the books. So she ruled on it without even looking at the content of the books, which they said was vulgar and inappropriate. And wow, here we go.
Well, they're conservative, so she just assumes they must not know what they're.
Exactly. Genevieve, great to have you on. Thank you.
Hey, great to be with you guys.
You bet. Genevieve Wood, senior advisor there at Heritage, dailysignal.com. Great source of information on a lot of these great stories that that they cover all the time. All right, coming up, we'll get to John Pudner, and we'll talk more about the smackdown, in my opinion, the Canadian Prime Minister got yesterday in the Oval Office.
Hey, it's Mark Reardon for Zero.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.